Bob's Discount Furniture, proud to be the official furniture store of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera, it's Eagles 360. We're going to talk about the NFC East, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. But first, let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule, presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLTicketExchange.com. All right, Joe, a couple of games here in quick order. Give me some wins and losses. Eagles, Tampa Bay.
Oh, man. Well, we predict these things in April when the schedule comes out. Wrong, or probably wrong if we do it right now. But here's the deal. Winnable games, home versus Tampa at Detroit. Losable game at New England. Chalk it up. L. Beyond that, they're all winnable. They're all losable. The key is the Eagles got to get to 8, and they got to beat the New York Giants the final week of the season. Yeah. That's really what I mean, I'm telling you, Dave, we can talk about
8-8. I think 9-7 gets
it. Here's what I'm going to say. Unless the Redskins go 8-8, which they may, I'm going to give you two categories. Category one, Washington does not get to 8-8. If the Washington Redskins don't get to 8-8, the Philadelphia Eagles need to do two things to win the division. They need to get to 8-8, and they need to beat the Giants week 17. That will win the Eagles the division under that umbrella, that formula. Go ahead.
I'm going to have the green view here. I believe the Eagles will steal one of these games, okay? Now, New England will be a very crazy tough game to win. We all know that. I think Buffalo, winnable here. Arizona, that's the game that I'm sorry. Now, I'm going on with the premise here, of course, that the Eagles beat Tampa Bay. Eagles take care of business in Detroit, have a nice little 10-day rest, go out to New England, a little beat up after their game. They don't have Jordan Edelman. Give New England a good game. Hey, is it crazy for me to think that the Eagles can beat the Patriots?
Yes.
Okay. That's where we end our conversation. Let's take a look at the NFC East. Giants leading the division at 5-5. They have a bye week on Sunday this weekend. They are playing good football, tough loss to the Patriots last week. And I think that that offense, the way that Eli is running that offense, probably gives the Giants maybe the edge over the rest of the division.
Well,
right now.
I think that and the fact that they have that Week 17 game at home is the big thing. I mean, they have, you know, that's ultimately huge. Eagles went into Dallas 2 years ago and won that game, but let's remember Tony Romo was out Week 17. Typically, that Week 17 matchup, you have it at home, that's big. Now, the Giants have played better football than the Eagles this season, but not by much. Giants have had some very tough losses. Eagles have had some very bad losses, if you understand, you know, sort of the distinction. I mean, obviously what the Giants did versus New England the other day was impressive. End of the day, they lost. They're 5-5. Eagles win their game. It's a tie. Now, as we know, the Giants have lost Victor Cruz for the season. They bring Hakeem next back. I think Eli Manning, Dave, is the quarterback. If you had to choose one from the division, you'd want for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. I think Eli's that guy. But they do still lack a pass rush and a good defensive backfield, and so there are issues there.
They come back from the bye at Washington. Then they play the Jets, and then at Miami. So it's not an easy road for any of these teams, certainly not for the New York Giants. Washington, a big win over New Orleans over the weekend. They, this weekend, go down to Carolina. That is a very tough game for Washington. And then they've got the Giants at Chicago, home with Buffalo. Again, a tough road for them.
It is. The thing that scares me is I just think at some point Carolina loses. I mean, I just think they have to. At some point, Carolina Panthers are going to lose a football game. I don't think Washington's a very good team. I say that every week. They're still in the mix. I think it defines in many ways why, you know, there's mediocrity in this division and how just with this NFL format. Remember, you used to have six divisions. Now you have eight divisions. That means you have four teams in a division instead of five. It means you have a chance for 8-8 and 7-9 teams to make the playoffs. We've seen that over the last couple of years in a couple of different instances. We're seeing that again this year, Dave. We're seeing that with the NFC East. We're seeing that with the AFC South. I don't think the Washington Redskins are any great team by any stretch, but they're in the mix in a mediocre division. By the way, they ran the ball a lot better the other day. Their offensive line played a really good game. Yeah. And Kirk Cousins has played some better football of late. So, you know,
great football. NFC Offensive Player of the Week for his performance against the Saints.
Can't discount them. I have discounted them many times over. Yeah. And I guess I got to stop saying
that. Yeah, I think they're better than we give them credit for. They've played hard football all season long. How about the Dallas Cowboys getting Tony Romo back, a 2-7 football team? This is a moment where the Cowboys think that they can run the table starting this weekend in Miami. It will be difficult to do. Tony Romo still has got some rust to shake off. The defense has been pretty good, not great. The question is, how many games can the Cowboys make up with Romo back in the lineup?
Look, they're not done yet, but they're darn well close to it. Mm-hmm. They really are, Dave. I mean, first off, they're a mess, all the Greg Hardy stuff. you know, with the practices, the meetings and showing up late and everything to do with that. It's just a bad situation in Dallas. And from a probability standpoint, from 2-7 coming back, you know, as Romo reemerges here, I just don't see it, Dave. I mean, I think the percentage chances are so enormous.
He goes 6-1.
Oh.
At Green Bay, look, Carolina.
Here's what they would need, in all seriousness. They would need the teams in the NFC East to lose these, like the Eagles games. They would need the Eagles to lose to Buffalo. They need the Eagles to lose to Arizona. They need the Eagles and the Giants and the Redskins to lose the games out of the division so that division comes all the way down to 7-9 at the end, which, by the way, is possible. If it comes down to 7-9, do the math. What does that mean? They got to go.
Hey, let me tell you something. Eagles are going to go on a run here. Eagles are going to go on a run here. At this time, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about a 6-5 football team above 500 and surging into New England. So that's our look at the NFC East. When we return, we'll get back to reality. Chip Kelly in studio talking about Tampa Bay, another huge game for the Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field.